And I'm ULVI Extension's Todd Gleason. Our thanks to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the agricultural weather forecast. Again, in Chicago at this hour, futures are lower. The corn pit down about 2 to 2.25 cents. Soybeans are up around 6 to 8. Wheat futures off 0.75 cents. Bean meal $1.90 lower. Bean oil down 27 cents. Live cattle futures down around 15. And the feeders are up about 40 cents. Lean hogs are down 25 cents. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and why the trade is moving today is Bill Gentry. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, let's go through something that happened yesterday in the trade, especially for the soybeans. There was a really nice pop-up, I think, what, 17 to 18 cents or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't convinced with all that I read in the marketplace and on the websites about why this happened. Do you have any theories?
Yes, I do. And like you, I was not convinced either going home yesterday. My intention was to come in this morning and see what the open interest figures looked like, because with yesterday's performance, it could have been either short covering with people that were being intimidated by the continued rally and they were just blowing out of the short positions, or was it new buying with people that needed some coverage on the books for some reason. So when I come in this morning and I look at the open interest figures and I see a little bit of a swell in both beans and meal open interest, it probably tells me that it's the logistics argument with people trying to find an alternate source of some coverage. So they came to the board and said, give me some beans and give me some meal. If this logistics issue, which has been hampering the West Coast for an extended period of time now, really is a concern, I probably need to diversify my source of both beans and product, so I'll just go to the board and get some coverage made. This morning I hear that there's probably a few thousand extra bean contracts of open interest and a similar number of meals. So that's the story, and I'm going to stick to it.
All right. So and this is usually the case, I think, that this little logistic issue is really a meal-led rally. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. You know, I think it's been a mixed bag lately, because I think the price of our meal has been cheap enough that China has been able to source meal cheaper than it can buy our beans and process them. So I think in this particular instance that is correct, but it's been a teeter-totter affair.
All right, and then at the moment on Chicago, futures are failing just a bit, down, what, 8 cents in the soybeans. What's happening today?
Sure, I think maybe yesterday's rally might have been enough, and I think the corn and the wheat guys are mildly disappointed because we had nice gains early, faded to some minor losses late. So that's a little bit of a disappointment. We're going to need to find a leader, and right now we just don't have one.
And when you begin to think about crop insurance, what are you telling folks that are calling in at this time?
Be patient until we get the final numbers. We're getting pretty close to it right now, but we've got another 10 days or better. Once we get that number hard and fast, we'll probably reduce some of our earlier hedge coverage that we've done with maybe some options or some futures, and rely on our crop insurance a little bit more aggressively. But until we know the number, we're not making any major adjustments at this time.
And finally, your view of the rest of the trade in Chicago for today.
I think realistically a little bit of a back and fill is in order, and then we'll see how they want to deal with the weekend and the cold temperatures that are coming down the pipe.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, joins us on this Wednesday morning to take a look at the trade in Chicago at the CME Group, where March corn now down 2.25 cents is at $3.87 and a quarter. December at 4.18 and a half, down 2. March soybeans $10 even, down 7 cents. And November contract at 9.77 and 3 quarters, 8 and a half lower. March bean meal at 3.40.20, down 2.10. Bean oil at $32, down 32 cents. Wheat futures in the soft red at 5.34 and 3 quarters are unchanged. The live cattle in the April at $150.87 and a half cents, down at 15 for the day. And the feeder cattle at 201.80 are 35 cents higher. Lean hogs at $65.20 are $1.20 lower. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It will be 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. For the weather forecast, we'll see partly sunny skies today, a chance of flurries. It'll be cold, near temperatures for the day, about 7 degrees, 9 outside our studios now. Northwest winds at 15 to 20. That'll take us to wind chill readings at 10 below to 20 below zero. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, blustery, a low of 4 below actual temperature. Northwest winds at 15 to 20. They'll gust to 30. Wind chills for this evening, 15 below to 25 below zero. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of just 7 degrees on a northwest wind at 10 to 15. The lowest wind chill readings 15 to 25 below will occur tomorrow morning.